Okay, we didn't talk about injuries last night, but there's really only one that went out. Got some guys that are being looked at and evaluated that came in with stuff today. We'll know more on them, but Walker went out with a hamstring. I don't know the severity of it yet. He's being looked at right now by the docs. We're going to meet later tonight. Hopefully it's not a long deal there. Andrew will be out this week. Kelly and Davis are week to week still. Hopefully we get back Chester, you know, this week. But we'll know more on that tomorrow. They'll test him and then test him Wednesday. As far as the game goes, nothing much different than yesterday. We looked at the tape. We had the guys in, looked at it as a staff. Obviously, everybody's very disappointed in the way that we played, the way that we performed. We know we're better than that. There was good things on that tape. There's always going to be some good things, on the tape. And, our run defense was better, 1.9. Per carry. We've got to eliminate the big chunk plays in the pass game. We know that, and we'll go to work on that. Sudden change defense was good. We had a got the ball out of a backed up situation, and we had a turnover and sudden change and knocked them back and forced a punt, which is always good. But we didn't force any turnovers, which was something that we have to do. We have to be able to create some opportunities in short fields for our offense. So we'll go to work on that. Offensively, we had an opportunity early. Talked about it, last night. That's on me. We get down there close and, try to catch them off guard and catch them not lined up, and probably should have waited, obviously, to see if we could get a better shot of the ruling on the field. But I own that one. But we had chances. I still think first and goal at the one, you got to be able to knock that thing in. So we'll go to work on fixing that. We created a couple chunk plays. Brissett coming in and hitting Dante on a big play late. Still a good football play, but. When it comes down to the ball and taking care of the football, you give up, you have four takeaways, four turnovers, you're not going to beat anybody. You just can't. You can't do that. 16 points off of those turnovers is too hard to overcome versus anybody. And on the road, National Football League, at home, it doesn't matter where you're playing. Ain't going to get it done. 0 for 10. On third down, you're not gonna win a lot of football games playing situational football, like that. And I think only four of those were, third and six or less. We had too many third and longs, and pass protection, running the football early. We had some success. Frank had some success on the ground early. We had a little bit of push early, but once the game got away, from a score-wise, you become one-dimensional. They tee off on you, and then it's hard enough, when you're, still have the threat of run there. But when there's no threat there and you're trying to play catch-up, it makes it really difficult. But we got to be better there. We know that, and we'll go to work on all these things. And, final thing was them. We can't, we've got to move on, and we can't have a hangover. Otherwise we're going to be staring down the exact same thing that we just looked at. And so, we just finished up with them. They're out of the building. They're off. Their normal day is off tomorrow. They'll all get a jump, in Arizona, and we'll go back to work.
Hey, Chuck, when you mentioned Andrew out playing or out, meaning he's still won't practice?
He's out this week. He's not going to play. I don't know on the practice yet.
You said you have to make sure this team moves on and there's no hangover. Does that move on include a change in quarterback?
Something that we'll discuss, later tonight and into tomorrow as we game plan.
What will ultimately decide something like that?
We got to do what's best for the football team. and what gives us the best chance to move the ball and put points on the board.
Chuck, is Jacoby, I mean, can he start for you guys? I mean, Sunday, what are the challenges that come with that in terms of, you know, 6 or 7 practices?
If he were to. There's a lot, obviously. I mean, there's nobody that can, you know, come in and digest and, you know, learn a playbook, you know, in that period of time. So there's challenges. It would be with any quarterback in any system in any, you know, NFL building.
Chuck, you mentioned yesterday about not having your team prepared. And over the last couple of years, you've mentioned that a couple of times when you had those ugly losses. Why do you think that's happening?
I thought the last two preseason games, you know, the things that we weren't doing in those, we were taking care of the ball. We were taking the ball away. We were doing the little things, you know, in those games. We have done them in practice, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, they rear their ugly head, you know, in the game. And for whatever reason, you know, you've got to be able to transfer what you do on the practice field. Doesn't matter whether it's training camp, preseason, or certainly more importantly, the regular season. So you go back to the drawing board and make sure that you're dotting the I's and crossing the T's and you're covering all your bases and you do a great job of preparing, you know, for everything. And again, we didn't get the job done, you know.
Chuck, I know that you and Ballard work together, and that's your jobs. Have you asked them to get you some more help, player personnel help, this week?
You know, we'll always, you know, look at the roster. You know, it's fluid. They bring in guys all the time to work out to see where we can, you know, get better if that's the case.
They come in today? Anybody coming today? Any players come in today to work out?
Yeah, we had a big group.
Can you talk about positions?
I won't get into specifics.
What went into the decision to start T.J. Green yesterday? And now that you've looked at the tape, he played a lot of snaps at cornerback.
Yeah.
You looked at the tape. How do you evaluate his
performance? About what we expected. There was going to be some speed bumps, you know, having his first start at corner, Zach. See all pros, you know, struggle. They've got it, you know, a bunch of years under their belt. And so for the first outing, we figured there would be some, you know, some plays on there that weren't so good. But he did some good things as well. And so he'll learn and he'll grow from those and be better this week than he was, you know, yesterday.
Is Steven Morris an option to come back?
We look at every option, I guess.
Was he here today?
No.
Chuck, sometimes it's kind of hard to look at other areas of the team.
We wouldn't bring in a guy. Just to clarify, we wouldn't bring in a guy that we know and have a large background on for a tryout.
One thing with when you look at a game like yesterday, sometimes it's hard to evaluate maybe the defense for whatever, when the offense does so little. I mean, I guess how hard is it to when the offense doesn't give you a lot of, I don't know, push or punch or yards or sustained drives?
No, you have to, you got to play well, you know, in all three phases, or at least two of the three. You go back, you know, ever since I, you know, was old enough to understand the game, going to work with my dad, that, you know, they say if you win two of the three phases, you know, you got a good chance of winning a football game. And so we need to play well in all three phases. And, you know, the defense's job is to go out, you know, and play good defense, you know, and keep them out of the end zone. Take the ball away, you know, stop the run, don't give up big plays, no matter what the circumstances are. That's their job.
Chuck, regarding the replay issue, not to beat the dead horse, but I'm curious, do you guys have sort of a process set up? Like, is there somebody upstairs that?
Of course.
Yeah, call.
Of course.
Right. So what, in that situation, obviously you can get advice and say, hey, coach, I think we should do this or this. You ultimately make your call. Can you say what the give and take was there, what the conversation was at all, or after that Marlon Mack play?
I should have waited.
But I got you.
I got great help. I should have waited. It's on nobody but me.
Did you get a good
And that would have bought us 25, 30 seconds, you know, then you hopefully you get the right angle. Mm-hmm. A lot of times in those situations, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Depends on the game. Depends on where you're at. Depends on how many camera angles you have. There's a lot of things that go into it.
So you guys didn't have – there wasn't enough time to get that angle based on the way you guys played?
Again, I should have waited.
Yeah. You understand what I'm saying, though? You
know? No, I know exactly what you're saying. Okay. Should have bought us a little bit more time.
Okay.
You know, even if I would have bought it a little bit more time, would I have challenged? I don't think so.
Knowing what I know,
I don't think so.
Because you're at the 1 yard line.
I know you have.
On that play, where you're at on the sideline, did you have a good look at the play at all with your own eyes, or you really not? I mean, you have a terrible.
Word. Superman, maybe.
That's what I mean.
I'm not Superman. Don't have no kryptonite, so there's no way I could have saw that.
Chuck, what is the mood of the team right now? Is it anger? Is it shock? That you guys are prepping for the Rams for a couple of weeks.
Disappointed.
Yeah.
Like all of us, you know. It's no fun. You know, losing a football game, particularly losing one like that. You know, you have high expectations and high hopes, and you work hard and all that stuff. It doesn't work out, you know, you're disappointed. But again, it's 1-16, you know, and this is a long, long road and a long journey. And so we'll keep battling, we'll keep preparing, we'll keep working. And there's only one remedy, and that's to win, you know. And that's what we'll do, is we'll prepare to try to win a football game. And it'll be a whole different world out there, as you know. When you win.
Chuck, your offense really thrives on those chunk plays, obviously, and you know, Andrew, that kind of suits his skill set, and Scott is not Andrew, but is there a way to generate some of those without him? Do you feel like more of those?
Yeah, we're going to have to. I think we missed some opportunities. Mm-hmm. You know, they blitz you. They go cover zero. You got to make them pay. And we had some opportunities, and we didn't take advantage of them.
What's going to be different as y'all prepare for this next game? What's going to be, I would assume, and I don't want to assume, so you told me I'm wrong, but I would assume a loss like that is different than a normal loss. I would assume working hard isn't enough. You have to change something. Do you change something, or do you just back what you're doing?
No, there's got to be some changes, yeah.
Expand on that at all?
I won't go into, you know, detail those, but again, you'll look at the tape and evaluate it and make the necessary changes to try to avoid, you know, that happening again.
Chuck,